The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold. It is keys to success. This knowledge does hold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, in this discussion, we will be discussing about teaching your children the love of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi wa Alihi Wasallam. But before we continue with the discussion, let us listen to a fazilat of Durud-e-Pak. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat, Mujaddid-e-Din wa Millat, Maulana Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Muhaddith Barelvi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, writes in his book, after discussing the different du'as to be recited whilst making tawaf of Khan Kaaba Sharif, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala quotes a beautiful hadith mubarakah of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wherein he says that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that there is no need for that person to make du'a who recites large numbers of Durud-e-Pak upon me, for Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive all of his sins and fulfill all of his lawful wishes and desires. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, today inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will be discussing about teaching your children the love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. In this day and age, we teach our children most things about dunya. We teach our children about earning wealth. We send our children to schools to get education. We send our children to universities so that they can start a career, they can become professionals. But one of the most important things that we should be teaching our children is the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Mufti Sahib, why is it important for us to teach our children about the love of the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are Muslims and we want our children to be Muslims and stay Muslims, and we want to die as Muslims, and we want our children and their children's children to die as Muslims, because success of Akhirah and salvation is based on this. And when we talk about stay Muslims, be Muslims, it means be true Muslims, good Muslims, practical Muslims. And when would you become practical Muslim? When you have a role model in front of you, whom you admire and whom you love. A role model whom you regard as your hero. You would obey and you would follow personality, because in your mind and in your understanding, he is the yardstick. He is the standard.
But is it necessary to love, or should we just follow?
Well, without loving, following means nothing. Hypocrites did follow, but they did not love. So their following has got no credibility. Their following has got no acceptance. It did not earn them anything. They read salats in the masjid behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They gave charities. They had names like Muslims. Abdullah. Yes. Abdullah is a Muslim name. They even participated in wars. But all of their hard works and so-called sacrifices earned them nothing.
As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran regarding those people, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ.
That's true. So they were not believers. So
even though they had Muslim names, yes, even though they apparently read Salah, yet they were not Muslims.
They were not Muslims. So the love is what makes you a true believer. As there is a famous saying that love will force you to follow the beloved. And this is how a believer should be, that he must fall in love with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he is the beloved of Allah. He is the manifestation of the beauty of Allah. He is the light.
Is there some proof from Quran and Hadith that makes it necessary for us to love the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or was he just a messenger? He delivered the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should follow the message. So what's the need to love the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
There's a hadith mubarakah in Sahih Bukhari and in Sahih Muslim, and this is muttafaqun alayhi hadith. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reports, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. That none of you would be believer till he loves me more than his parents, his children, and every other person in the world. And this sets the criteria. This hadith mubarakah explains everything, that without his love, you cannot attain faith. If you think you love your parents more than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is a big question mark on your iman.
Therefore, Allah Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi says, "Ala la imana liman la mahabbata la."
Yes, in the Khutbah Razviya, and it is repeated 3 times. That means he put a lot of emphasis to educate us that if you want to be believers, then remember, Ala la iman liman la mahabbata la. Be aware, there is no iman for that person who does not have his love.
In that hadith mubarakah, Mufti Sahib, you mentioned, it speaks about 2 types of relationships. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليهم بوالده ووالده. And these 2 types of relationships, these 2 relationships, the relationship with your parents and the relationship with your children, that is where natural love comes in. Nobody teaches you how to love your parents, nor does anybody teach you how to love your children. That love is sincere love. That love is natural love. So from this hadith mubarakah, does it mean, or because these 2 relationships are mentioned, does it mean that we should naturally love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
Definitely, you have to have natural love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because if you do not have natural love, and your love is thought up, you...
Doesn't come from the heart, it comes from the mind.
From the mind, or you say no, because I can't be a believer, so I have to love him. So whether I have feelings or I don't have feelings, I have to force myself into this. That's not the kind of love that is required. You love your parents naturally, you love your children naturally, you have to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam naturally. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, true believers, they have natural love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And most of the Muslims, believers throughout the world, they have natural love. He is the light of Allah. He represents the light of Allah. He represents the beauty of Allah. As it is said in Hadith Mubarakah, I am the mirror of beauty of Allah. And in another narration, it is said, Man ra'ani faqad ra'al haqq. Whoever has seen me, indeed he has seen Haqq Ta'ala. So no doubt he represents the beauty of Allah. He represents the excellences of Allah. He represents the light of Allah. He represents the attributes and the qualities of Allah. Therefore, through him we can love Allah. We have to fall in love with him to love Allah. And without loving Allah, you cannot believe in Allah. Without loving Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you cannot believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, the question that you raised, is it necessary, you know, to love? Why can't we just follow and forget about the messenger? Just worry about the message. So he's not a postman. That you take the message.
The ayah kareema, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. Can you give us an explanation on that? Because here it's speaking about the love of Allah, but it's speaking about the ittiba' of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the following of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
We need to understand the background of this ayah kareema. Ka'ab bin Ashraf and several other Jews, they used to say, نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاؤُهُ, that we are the sons of Allah and we are the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to refute their claim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send this ayah kareema, قُلْ, O beloved, you say, O beloved, you say, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you love Allah. See, their claim was
that they love Allah. Correct.
So now answer is given to them that if you claim that you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me.
Follow me, yes.
And when you follow me, then what will happen? يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. So the relationship of love would be established between you and Allah after you follow me. After you believe in me. After
and
you
like you said earlier on, you cannot follow without loving.
Yes, of course. So when you relate to me, when you relate to me as my devotee, when you relate to me as my follower, when you relate to me as my lover, when you relate to me as the one who believes in me as the last messenger of Allah, then as a result, يُحْبِبْكُمُ
اللَّهِ. Allah will love you.
Allah will love you. So you are claiming that we are the lovers of Allah. Actually, it is a higher status to be beloved.
To be loved by Allah.
To be loved by Allah. So you are saying that we love Allah, there is no evidence on that. There is no authenticity on that. But here the wahi comes. Here the revelation comes. So there is no doubt in that. That's authentic. That's categorical. That is, you know, certainty. 100%. No doubt.
Beyond doubt.
Beyond doubt. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah will love you. And He will not just love you. There's another reward coming. And what is that reward? يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. He will even forgive your sins.
Subhanallah.
يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ.
Subhanallah.
He will forgive your sins. So He will clean you. He will purify you. He will take your dirt away. He will take your filth away. He will take your rust away. He will purify your rusty heart, full of whispering, deceptions, sins, wrongs, evils. But when you follow me, become my lovers, become my devotees, become my ashik, become my followers, become my ummati, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you and He will forgive your sins.
Dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, from this discussion you have heard the importance of loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, we know that it is the cornerstone of Iman. We have learnt that from the Hadith Mubarakah that was mentioned. We know that to earn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there's no getting away from this. In other words, the key to the entrance of Jannah is the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. But now, we need to give our children tarbiyah. We need to train our children. We need to teach our children. And we need to instill and pass this love in the hearts of our children.
Is it necessary for us to visit Madina Sharif? Is it a wajib on us or it is a law?
In fact, if you want to know from the viewpoint of true lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will tell you that they travel with the intention of Madinatul Munawwara. And then through the medium of visit of Madinatul Munawwara, because it is a Hajj season, so they make Hajj as well.
So the maqsad and the purpose of visiting was to make the ziyarat of Rauza-e Anwar.
And according to a hadith Mubarakah, that man zara qabri wajabat lahu shafa'ati, the one who made ziyarat of my qabr, my shafa'at becomes wajib for that person. So there is a promise of shafa'at, intercession for that person. That person would be totally unlucky. And according to one narration, that person who made hajj and did not visit me, he has made jafa with me. And jafa, when you are not faithful in love, that's a jafa. So you always say, I love him, I love him, I love him. You know, he's my beloved. So what kind of lover are you that you come so close and you don't go visit your beloved? So, I mean, even though we will not say that it is shar'i fard or wajib, but from the love point of view, from the ishq point of view, for your own benefit, for your own good, for your own success of akhirah, you must go and visit. Otherwise you would be deprived from many blessings on the day of judgment.
As Mufti Sahib said, it's actually an expression of love of the true lovers of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Mufti Sahib, we talk of love. Love is a matter of the heart. A person can express his love by following the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the form of the way we dress, the way we eat, the way we sleep, the way we conduct our daily lives. And also, sometimes a person can show inner love, because love is an emotion. One can show love by imitating, by copying, and also in the heart.
Yes, you can actually feel love in many ways. One is that, you know, lover always follows the beloved. So that brings the imitating part, following part, copying his style, and then emotions. When you hear about him, you feel emotional. Your eyes start shedding tears, and you want to hear his praises. You want to listen to naats. So when anyone says something about him, you leave everything else and you sit down and you listen. Because this is how you feel, that when someone talks good about your beloved, you like it.
Become happy.
you become happy and you want to hear more. So all these are different, you know, ways of expressing your love.
But Mufsab, is mere imitation a sign of love?
No, it's mere imitation is not sign of love, as we discussed earlier. That mere imitation is proven from hypocrites. So that's a mere imitation, nothing more, no emotional attachment, no love, no reverence, no respect actually.
When it comes now to the tarbiyat of children, because you know we want to discuss about how to teach our children to love the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have now established that it is utterly important to love the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the cornerstone of iman. It is your ticket to Jannah. So when it comes to educating your children, but not just educating your children, training your children and teaching your children how to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or about the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how would we go about doing that, Mufti Sahib?
Let's take few examples. Now you the father, and you have beard, and you have amama. Normally your children will also wear amama, and they will also say, "I'll keep beard." Now you starting their tarbiyat at that age, and you're telling them, "I'm wearing amama because this is sunnat. I'm wearing beard because this is sunnat. I'm keeping beard because this is sunnat. I'm wearing this dress because this is sunnat. I'm sitting and eating because this is sunnat." So you are teaching them the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they're growing up with understanding that sunnat, which is of course following or imitating beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is very important in the lives of my parents, in the life of my father, in the life of my mother. And let's take few more examples that, you know, once in a while. Now we're talking a practical way how to insert the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam into their house. You know, one day, you, your wife, your children, sit down and talk about the journey of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hijra from Makkatul Mukarrama to Madinatul Munawwara. You know, let's take out some papers and tell the children, okay, draw. Let's travel with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's undertake that journey with in your visualization, in your mind.
So one of the good ways is to actually remember Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam continuously.
Continuously. So this okay. Start. This is Makkah. Yes. This is where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam started. Yes. This is Ghar-e Thawr. So this is, you know, all like. Of course, you have to teach. You have to exercise a few days, and teach them, you know, how it's done. And then it reaches right up to, you know, Madinatul Munawwara, where the men are standing, where the women are, where the children are, where they're standing and shouting the slogans, "Ya Muhammad, Ya Rasulullah," and the children come out and they say on their roofs, "Tala al Badru alayn," and then sing with them. So let your children sing with you, you sing with them. You know, that praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, that's a one way. And one day you can you know, plan, okay, today we are going to eat with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Eating with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how would that happen? We are going to eat the way our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ate his food. You know, make sure, wash your hands, you know, follow the sunnats before eating. Sit according to the sunnah style, sit on the ground, you know, dish out your food, eat with three fingers. You know, all the sunnats, how Rasulullah. Now, you are actually filling their hearts with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, spend the night with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, how he slept, in which way he slept. You know, how he formed his body when he slept. Okay, and you sleep that way. What time he got up? You know, he got up for tahajjud. Okay, we are going to get up for tahajjud. Because we are imitating Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are following. So Let's get up before dawn, read our tahajjud, then fajr, then all the du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to read during the night, in the morning, making wuzu, everything. So tell your children, let's do it this way. So there are so many aspects that you can do together with your family, together with your children, and you are bringing them up in a way that they must start loving Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, if only we could practice upon this in every day of our lives. Eat according to the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ate. Sleep according to the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam slept. And deal with your children like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam dealt with his children. Mufti Sahib has given us some very beautiful Madani pools of how to train your children into loving Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These days, children are so engrossed in playing games, video games, they are so engrossed in sporting activities, but there isn't enough emphasis put on the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are living in a society, Rashad bhai, in this country especially, where it's become a rat race. Children go to school in the morning. They come back from school, they've got homework, they've got, then they watch TV, then they play video games, and, they get ready for bed, and then they go to bed, and the next day the process starts again. Yes, children here and there will go to madrasa for an hour, 2 hours, and they will learn, a few Islamic things. But really the parents, it's difficult. And really parents are not spending enough time with their children. The love of Rasulullah is instilled in your heart, and it was instilled in your heart by your parents, or it was instilled in your heart through some inspiration. It may have been instilled in your heart through listening to bayanat, listening to Nati Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Ala Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi says, that if you want to increase the love of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your heart, then recite and listen to Nati Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Also, an incident came to mind, which would also give some inspiration to listeners, that how you can train your children to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A friend of mine went to USA, and he came back and he told me a story. And story goes like this, that he was invited for a meal in a particular house, and the food was dished out on the table, and the family got together, and before they ate food, they read Qasida Burda.
SubhanAllah.
Children, the whole family, they read Qasida Burda together.
Ajib.
This person was a professional working in USA. So this friend of mine, he says, he got very impressed with this very unique practice.
Yes, yes.
And then when they finished food, they made their du'as, whatever, at the end they read Qasida Burda again. So few ash'ar from Qasida Burda, they read again. So he asked the reason. So this gentleman told my friend that, the food we eat is because of Rasulullah
sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah.
The house we live in is because of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The air we are breathing, the oxygen we are breathing is because of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, now when we eat food, we remember him.
Yes.
And we say something nice about him. And Qasida Burda is a beautiful way of praising him and saying something nice about him. So we read always and we end our food with that. So I want my children to know that every ni'mat, every bounty, that we have, or we are blessed with, is because of this personality whom we are praising.
As Allah Hazrat says,
Ni'mate baantta
jismt wo zishan gaya, saath hi munshi rahmat ka qalamdan gaya. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful practice. This is a family living in the USA, a Western country, and yet they have not forgot the favors of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even the food that we are eating is through the sadaqah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They start their meal with praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they end their meal with praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
I find that in the practice of Sahaba Ikram as well, as Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu reports, that you should recite durood upon beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the beginning of dua. And you should recite durood sharif, salutation, salawat upon beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the end of dua. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He likes durood.
Yes.
He loves durood. He accepts durood. So there is durood in the beginning and there is durood at the end. Now He will accept the beginning and He will accept the end. And it is far from His generosity that He will not accept what is in between.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Children, they like stories.
Yes.
So rather than telling other stories, so why can't we tell Islamic stories?
Yes.
Sahaba Karam, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
That's a good way.
Yes. Bedtime stories.
Yes.
Is it not our responsibility?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah?
Because we want to instill that love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in their hearts as well. And the more we speak about him, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the more they will love him. You know, and if you're going to tell your child a bedtime story, then why not about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He is the hero of all heroes. You know, these days we are speaking about superheroes. Who's a greater superhero than our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
Shaykh, we seem to be having a lot of problem in society, a lot of problems in our homes. Many people have complaints of children being disobedient and all these types of problems, which creates lots of difficulties for the parents. But from what we're discussing now, from what I've been hearing, I think if we instill in our children when they're young this type of character, speak of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you know, all this type of instilling them all this type of good character, inshallah, I think when a child is into the teens, then he would have by then developed good character. And to start then would probably be a bit late, but it's better when a child is young to bring them up according to Islamic principles and ethics.
One very great personality in Dawat Islami told me a story.
Share a story with us.
Yes, very beautiful story. He said, when I was a young boy, and if this personality hears this silsila, he will know exactly that I'm talking about him.
He will be happy.
Yes, of course, because this story is an inspiration for me and for a lot of others. He says, when I was a young boy, my father would take me wherever he went. And my father was a good man, a religious man. He will go to Ijtima of Dawat Islami. He'll go to Naat Mahfils, he'll go to Zikrullah Mahafil, he'll go to visit Buzurgani Deen. If there's any Tabarruk, he'll go and visit and he'll take me with. There's a practical way of, you know, installing in him the love of Deen, the love of religion, love of Allah, love of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he says, because my father's friend always saw me with him, with my father, and they started joking with him and they said, he is a spy of your wife. Because maybe she makes his mind to stay with the father all the time. So your father doesn't go to wrong places. I said, okay, they said it jokingly.
Yes, yes.
But because he was always like a tail of his father, so they made joke of that. Now that person is on a very high position in Dawat Islami. People love his talks. And he has changed the hearts of many people. And like the few faces on Madani channel that people love, he's one of them. And see, his father taught him the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His father taught him the love of deen by keeping him, you know, with him for all these places where he went. Okay, his father was not a person who would go to cinemas. Yes. His father was not a person who will go to, you know, friends who are sinners or who would talk nonsense. His father was a good man, so his friends were also good. He always went to the good places. So he took his son everywhere. So his son grew up, you know, seeing all the nice things, all the dini things, ijtimas, naats, reading, learning, dini mahal,
you know, Mufti Sahib, it is so important that when you are a child, that you identify yourself with certain activities. You identify yourself with Miladun Nabi, the celebration of the birth of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You identify yourself with Naati Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You identify yourself with, you know, the tabarrukat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because as you go on in life, you will go to different walks of life. You will go to university. You will have different types of friends, but you will always remember what you did as a child, and that will become your point of reference.
Yes, in your house, how he saw his parents.
If you go into an environment, where, you know, maybe the person will go to another country where, you know, there are very few Muslims and these activities don't take place. But he will always remember, as a child I used to do, my parents used to do Miladun Nabi every year. You know, my parents used to every year do, you know, Gyarvi Sharif, or every month used to do Gyarvi Sharif. You know, my parents used to, you know, listen to and recite Naati Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
We met many people. Yes. We met many people here that because they shifted from one place to another place and went to another town and different environment, and they forgot a lot of things. And when all of a sudden they met us in a gathering and we read Salatu Salam or not, they'll suddenly realize, oh, we belong to here. And this is what I used to do. This is what my parents used to do. This is what I was brought up with. Thank you very much. Coming back to us, you know, it's amazing, you know. What you see when you are a child, it stays with you.
It stays with you for the rest of your life. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, and especially the parents, you don't know how much of life you have left. Death can come at any time. If you have children and they are young, and you haven't been taking them to these types of gatherings, now is the time to do so. Because if you have to leave this world, they will always remember the places you used to visit. They will remember the types of mahafil you used to attend. They will remember the types of naats you used to listen to. And they will, and that maybe, perhaps, one day, when they go into a different environment, that could be the reason for them saving their iman. Today, you know, our children go to schools, and schools are, you know, they have different faiths, bad mazhabs, bad aqidah, all, you know, in the same school. You don't know who your child is going to befriend. Your child can befriend, you know, a person who, you know, follows a different faith, a different religion, for example, or, you know, he's a bad aqidah, for example, and they could get impressed with that child or that child's parents. If we as parents do not instill that love for the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we don't make it a priority, then, you know, like many people today are already complaining that, you know, my child was on the path of haq, but due to bad company, due to the company of, you know, bad aqidah, due to the company of irreligious peoples, he is now totally against our beliefs. And this is happening on a regular basis. It's happening all around the world. And unfortunately, it is, you know, parents should actually take responsibility for this. Because when you were attending those functions, when you were going for the, you know, ijtimaat on a Thursday night, for example, when you were traveling in Madani Qafilas, when you were, celebrating Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you did not instill that in your children, and rather you sent them to schools and universities for them to mingle with people of different religions, different, belief systems. And now today, you are tasting the bitterness of the seed that you have sown.
The idea was very good, which you have described right now. But sometimes it comes in our mind, my boy is very naughty, I should not take him to the mosque, I should not take him to the any Islamic programs, so he will come with me, he will make disturbance over there, he will play with other children, they will make noise. So these negative things also comes to our mind. So what we should do, you know, when these negative things comes to our mind, you know?
That is something that is genuine. Obviously, you know, Sharia does not allow you to take your child who will cause, you know, disruption in the masjid to the masjid.
Normally it has an age.
It has an age, yes, of course.
So at up to certain age, they don't understand.
Yes.
Respect of masjid or respect of a, you know, ijtima or mahfil or gathering. Of course, it's a continuous struggle. It's not a one day's thing.
Ji.
You need to talk very often. You need to explain, and then the age comes when they start to understand and when they start to realize that these are, you know, sacred places, and there is respect for that, and it happens with all the kids.
Mufsab, it's under general tarbiyat of a child. You know, I mean, the same problem that Brother Mansoor has discussed would be the same problem. You'll have the similar problem taking the child to a wedding, for example, or taking the child to any other, you know, function for that matter.
You have to stay near the child, you have to look after.
Correct. So you know, the tarbiyat of the child, general tarbiyat of the child is important. Here we're talking about instilling the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hearts of the children. You know, we should actually speak of these types of gatherings, and we should speak about the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with such passion, even in our homes, that will drive our children to want to go to places where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being praised. You know, if we do that from our homes, if the members of the family start speaking about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a way that will, you know, make him look like a superhero, you know, then the child will want to, you know, firstly will love him and will want to follow the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and will want to participate in those functions where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being remembered as well.
And also, you know, you have to make sure that they don't have those activities and interests at home which will push them to come back home quickly. So they will make, sometimes children can blackmail you. They purposely will make noise. Mm-hmm.
And so they can go home and play video games.
They play video yeah. games. So they can be very dramatic. Yes. And they can be actors and pretend in a way that you are forced to bring them back to home. Mm. And that's what they want. Yes. Because they got something at home what they don't have at the masjid.
But you see, when there is ahmiyat of something, when there is an importance of something, you see, the thing is that, you know, you shouldn't be forcing your child to go to such places. They should want to go there. They should want to listen to Naat-e Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They should want to listen to, about the excellences of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when you create that type of environment, then you're not going to have this problem that video games are more important than listening to the Naat of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam or listening to praises of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is where environment plays an important role. If they are in the incorrect mahol and environment, then you're going to find these types of issues coming up. But when in the home, it starts in the home. If there is a madani mahol, in the home itself. You know, sometimes, you know, we find that people, you know, live double lives, you know. When they're outside, then, you know, then they appear to be very pious and religious and associated with these type of things. But in the homes, they can be tyrants. So, you know, there isn't that inspiration for the children to want to be like the parent, because they're showing their tyranny at home. And when they go out, then they're like, you know, humble, you know, religious and upright people. So if you live double standards like that, then obviously your child is not going to be inspired by you. Because what they see at home is a shouting, screaming person that, you know, that is rude, that doesn't follow the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, you know, we should try to create a madani mahal in our homes first and foremost, before we take our children outside.
Shahid Bhai, would you agree with me with the saying that children learn by example?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, if we as parents also practice, then the children will practice.
See, the method of children's learning is through visuals, not through lectures,
yes,
or reading books or instructions. They learn what they see. And of course, the first people they see who are closer to them and they are closer to, they are parents.
Their parents.
Because that's where they are born, that's where they're growing up. And nobody will keep a small child with them. Yes. There is a lot of effort to look after.
Really sad, very often would hear the adults saying that we're living in a modern world. We're living in a modern world. Their lives have been taken away by modern technology, for example. And unfortunately, when there's a problem, then they wonder, where did we go wrong? But it is my view and opinion that if we instill in our children from a young age Islamic values, and as we're discussing the topic, love of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we instill this and bring our children up in this type of environment, then you will see the benefits and the fruit of this later. Often we ask, where did we go wrong? We have gone wrong somewhere, and that is in the upbringing.
It was a type of Madani Mukallama with the Nigrani Shura as well. And this Madani pool that I'm going to mention also came up. There's nothing more modern than the religion of Islam.
Absolutely.
Islam is the final religion.
Modern means latest. I mean, the latest religion is Islam. Islam comes, you know, after all religion. Islam deals with all the latest problems. Islam gives solutions for all the latest problems. And science, technology, any branch of knowledge got a room in the religion of Islam. It's not that Islam rejects sciences, Islam rejects technology. There's no such thing.
Yeah.
In fact, the first people who made, you know, scientific contributions are Muslims. You know, Muslims have, you know, discovered Ibn Nafis, a great doctor of Syria. He discovered the circulation of blood in the body and how the circulation of blood plays its role and how it transmits oxygen to every organ, to every part of the body, is discovered by this, you know, doctor, Muslim doctor. And there are so many other, you know, sciences. That
algebra, for example.
Algebra.
Named after Jabir.
Yes. Huh? And when Europe were treating their patients through superstitions, Muslims had established hospitals and they had, you know, medical colleges. And they were doing, you know, surgeries and they had surgical instruments. And so, I mean, you can't say that Islam rejects science or technology.
No, you know, Muftisab, you know, sometimes, you know, whenever a person wants to be irreligious, then they say we are, you know, we're just following the times and, you know, these are modern times. You know, modern is used only in the negative context. You know, if you look at it in a positive light, there's nothing more modern than the religion of Islam. the last Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla is the beloved, the Holy Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The final book to be revealed is the Quran. So there's nothing more modern than that. And there's nothing that is going to come after, there's no prophet to come after the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There isn't another book that's going to be revealed after the last testament, which is the Quran. That's the constitution for us till Qiyamah. And we have to, you know, like Mufti Saab said at the beginning of this discussion, that the love for Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the cornerstone of Iman. If you want to save your children, then the only way to save your children is to instill the love of the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in their hearts. Now, you know, action, you know, a'mal comes after belief. First comes faith, first comes belief. And Mufti Saab mentioned the hadith of Mubarakah, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس يجمعين. And the love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if you do not have that, you do not have Iman. As Allah Hazrat says in the khutbah, أَلَا لَا إِمَانَ لِمَنْ لَا مَحَبَّةَ اللَّهِ. So, you know, we want to save our children. If we want our children to be good, the first thing you're going to, the first thing of goodness you need to give your child is a proper belief system. And the proper belief system includes the love of the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Afterwards, you will teach your child about salah. When they are muqallaf, when they are duty bound to perform salah, then the knowledge of how to perform salah becomes obligatory upon them. Afterwards, you will teach them about fasting. Afterwards, you will teach them about hajj. Afterwards, you will teach them about zakah. Afterwards, you will teach them about marriage, nikah, talaq, etc. But the primary thing is about iman. And iman, and you know this, you know, the love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not something that can be learned. Like we, you know, like Mufti Saab said, that the love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has to be natural love. It has to be natural love. Like you love your parents naturally, like you love your children naturally. So this is something we need to instill in our children. We need to tell them about the importance of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our lives. He has to be a part of our lives. The only way we are going to give importance to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is if he is a part of our lives. If we only have to hear his name when we go to the masjid on the time of Jummah or Eid, then he is not a part of our everyday lives. So in our homes, if we create such an environment, a madani mahol in our homes, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam becomes the center of our lives, if he is not the center of our lives, then believe me, there is going, we may say we love him, but that real feeling in the heart, like you say, that emotion is not there.
I will say that those who understand Urdu, they must remember these couplets, ash'ar, and make sure that your children also memorize them and repeat them over and over. And if you are English speaking, then you can learn the translation and keep on reading that and make sure that your children keep on repeating that. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, by repeating this over and over, some good thing will happen. As Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, اللہ کی سر تا بقدم شان ہیں یہ انسان نہیں انسان وہ انسان ہیں یہ قرآن ایمان بتاتا ہے انہیں اور ایمان یہ کہتا ہے کہ میری جان,
میری جان ہے یہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ
it means that this personality رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم from head to toe is the embodiment of glory of Allah.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
He is such a human that there is no human like him.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
There is no human like him. From the day first till the day last.
Yes.
There is no human like him. Quran to iman batata hai inhein. Quran says that he is iman, he is our faith. Iman ye kehta hai meri jaan hai.
Subhanallah.
But iman says, now listen to me, he is my life.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
He is my essence.
Subhanallah. How he's, beautifully he's, put, mashallah.
He's my soul. Now, if we ponder upon it, keep on repeating this, and this is what we teach to our children. I'll say these few couplets. If our children grow up understanding this, listening to this, they will know and understand that we're not talking about ordinary personality.
Yes.
We're talking about someone who's very special.
To create this love, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have an environment, the environment of Dawat-e-Islami. In this environment, you will naturally drown yourself in the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is an environment for you and for your children. It is an environment where the love of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is constantly being spoken about. Everything is related to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we address each other, we call each other Madina. We say Madani Qafila, Madani in Amat. Everything related to Madina Sharif. If that is not going to increase the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your heart, then what is? So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in the mahol of Dawat-e-Islami, it is an environment created for the lovers of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Join this mahol of Dawat-e-Islami, join this environment of Dawat-e-Islami, so that your iman can be saved and the iman of your children can also be saved. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold.